cauliflower ears, sunken cheekbones, fasting until weigh-in. These are my images of wrestling, at least the high school variety, far from the pyrotechnics and pageantry of the WWE. I remember looking at classmates, the obvious sacrifices they were making, and being a little worried for them. Is it worth it? Should he really be looking like that? Should he be that thin? Looking back now, I realize it's hard to ask those questions outside of the wrestler circle, that the competition itself helped form them. Discipline, self-control, work ethic. Jacob leaves his wrestling duel this morning with a fresh limp and a new name. He's getting ready to meet his brother Esau, his older brother, whom he tricked his father to steal the firstborn birthright from. And just before the meeting, he is challenged to this round after round bout by an angel of God. The story shows that Jacob, now Israel, is still quite the competitor, able to think on his feet and even obtain a blessing. Most strikingly, I think, the encounter shows his faith. Jacob named the place Peniel because I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been spared. He dedicated the spot he wrestled with God on. I think this is an example for us, not just to recall the victories or even our winning percentage, but the wrestlings in our life of faith. It was the process that made it most meaningful to those high school Greco-Romans. It was this exchange that made it spiritual to Israel. Can we dedicate a spot of wrestling, knowing it's a place we have seen God and lived? It's holier ground than we might think.